Dreamscape presents The Secret Sister by Liz Trinnell, narrated by Penelope Rawlins. Chapter 1, May 1940. For a few blissful moments, Lizzie felt almost happy, humming as she hung out the washing.
Somewhere over the rainbow, la la la.
She'd heard the tune on the radio and it had been in her head ever since. It was such a beautiful spring morning, the sun bright in a vivid blue sky, hawthorn hedges bursting into snowy billows of blossom, birds competing in song to secure the hearts of the prettiest mates. She didn't even mind when the clothes pegs flicked off and flew out of reach, or when the breeze flapped the wet sheets into her face. It was a perfect day for drying, and tonight, as she snuggled into bed, the delicious fragrance in the linen of fresh air and sunshine would make it all worth the effort. Besides, keeping busy helped her to forget, even for a few moments, that just on the other side of the North Sea, men were firing guns, dropping bombs, shooting each other down in planes, charging across the land in terrifying tanks, and dying in their thousands. Even so, large parts of their lives remained strangely normal. Lizzie and her twin brother Edward still went to school every day. Their older brother Tom went out to work as a mechanic at the shipyard where Pa was the manager. The yard had never been busier, with new orders from the Navy arriving almost every week. But most night times saw both Pa and Tom out with the home guard until late. Ma had joined the women's voluntary service and proudly donned her smart green uniform each morning, except when she was going to be at home sewing, knitting or baking, as she was this Saturday. Everyone in this quiet seaside town seemed to be holding their breath, not knowing what further terrors war would bring. A menacing sense of uncertainty hung in the air like a heavy grey cloud, a low hum of anxiety that infected everything. Lizzie tried her best to ignore it, most of the time. She pegged the last pillowcase, hoisted up the line with the long wooden prop, picked up the empty wicker basket, and turned back to the house. Pa was leaning forward to turn off the radiogram when they heard the announcement that would change everything. Just as in households across the land, it had become the family's evening routine to gather around the radiogram before.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?